Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and you know, I gotta tell you, I actually really liked recording outside. So, here I am again, sitting outside again, and we're gonna see how this goes for a second run. Today what we're gonna talk about is this idea of acting for the glory of God. You know, with the new year, it's helpful to kind of take stock of what it is that you do, the various things that you do during the day, and to think about what things here are good, what things are not good, what things are kind of neutral, and to really look at your life and reflect and see, how can I be somebody who serves God more often? And I mean, I should qualify that by saying, that's not just something that we do at the beginning of the new year. Like, this is a time when a lot of people do it. But really, this is a kind of reflection that we should be doing fairly frequently. So let's think about our lives. I think when looking back at what it is that we do during the day, it's fairly easy to find those things that are clearly not good. You know, we know a lot of times the things that we need to remove from our lives. But sometimes it's those things that are kind of neutral. You know, the things that you look at and you say, well, that's not really good and it's not really bad. And those are really the struggles. What do we do with those? And what if our lives are filled with those things? You know, if all the time we're doing things that are neutral, what do we do with that? Because your life is filled up, yes, with things that aren't bad, but that also means you're not really living all of your time for the glory of God. There's got to be a way to make it better. How is it that we can do everything for God's glory? Now, I think we're fairly familiar with the verse written by the Apostle Paul, in which he says, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God, right? So we know we're told to do that. So somehow we should be able to look at our lives and say, well, here's the things that I do throughout the day, and somehow these things can all be done for the glory of God. In fact, you may have noticed that when I quoted that verse, I missed something. You know, we often say, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, and that's true, but the Apostle Paul actually adds a few interesting words here. He says, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. He doesn't just say, whatever you do, but in fact he gives examples. He says, whether you eat or whether you drink. Now, this is in the context of eating food offered to idols, and so he's discussing the way that believers could impact others in eating and drinking. But I think what's crucial here is he actually tells us that it's possible to do something like eating, or possible to do something like drinking and giving God glory. Now, when was the last time that you filled yourself a glass of water and thought, I'm going to do this for God's glory? Right? Probably never. You probably never thought that. And yet, there's a way to do it. Now, again, in the context in which Paul was writing, it was possible to eat and drink for the glory of God, depending on how your actions affected someone else. And so, I mean, that's still true today. But at the same time, the apostle also brought out another interesting way to eat and drink for the glory of God. Notice what he says in the verse before. This is verse 30. He says, if I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of that for which I give thanks? And so what he's saying is, not only do you give glory to God in thinking about others when you eat and drink, but you give glory to God when you eat and drink with thankfulness. So when you take that glass of water, if you say, wow, I am so thankful that God has given me this water, and you drink it, that's drinking to the glory of God. In Colossians, we have a similar verse. Again, one that we like to quote. It's Colossians 3, verse 23. And there, Paul says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Now, have you ever thought about who he's talking to? He's definitely talking to the Colossians. But he's talking to a specific group of people within the Colossian ecclesia. If you just go back there to Colossians chapter 3, you'll find out that contextually, the apostle here is talking to slaves. And so, in fact, he's saying to the slaves, slaves, obey your masters, and whatever you're asked to do, do it heartily as though you're doing it to God. And so in that way, these slaves could effectively transform what it is that they've been asked to do. They may have been asked to do whatever mundane task. And they could say, well, I'm going to do it with all my effort, as though they were doing it for God as their master. And suddenly, the whole thing changes. It's not just about some mundane task, but it's about doing something for the glory of God. And so as you reflect on your life and you think about what things you do that are neutral, you think about what things you do that are good and things that you do that are bad, just think about the fact that you can reclassify all of those neutral things. And in that way, you can truly do all for the glory of God. It all depends on your attitude. Are you going to be thankful? Are you going to be joyful over what God has done and is going to do? Are you going to be selfless? Our attitude towards the things that we have to do can make it so that the most neutral task suddenly becomes one in which we are praising our God and His goodness. So just think about tomorrow. How are you going to do all for the glory of God tomorrow at 9 a.m.? How are you going to work for the glory of God tomorrow at 10 a.m.? What about 11, 12? Because what this means is that we can be serving God all of the time, no matter how boring of a task we're doing. It all depends on our attitude. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.